All right. Are we, that concludes. What is this called? Public comment. All right. Moving along. Pacifica.
No, Madam Chair, we still have hands up. It's phone number.
Yeah.
2947, public comments.
Yeah, come on.
Go ahead and speak, please. If your phone number ends in 2947, please go ahead and speak. If not, I'll move on to the next person. Okay, I'm going to lower your hand, 2947. And I'm moving to the next person, hands that's up for public comments. This caller, it just says caller in use one. There's no phone number. So if you could speak, is that Brad Rich? Brad Rich, is that you?
No, that's not him.
Okay. Call in use one. If that's you for public comments, please go ahead and speak at this time.
I do want to speak in public comment, but I don't know if that's how I'm designated. Is that me?
I guess so. It just says call in use one. So yes, that would
okay.
Be you. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. So, hi to Houston. I'm glad the phone number is working again because I tried to reach out and, got no answer. So I'm glad that's back up and working. I wanted to remind the LSB to have your secretary stop putting misleading information on kpftx.org. The public comment requirement is that members of the public may speak. It is not members of KPFT or, as he put it, listeners of KPFT. The public, the airwaves are owned by the American public. It's permission, it's a license to broadcast that we have, and therefore any member of the public, regardless of their individual connection to KPFT, is eligible to show up and speak. And our bylaws further state that someone can do so without identifying themselves. So there's nothing at all nefarious about someone not giving their name. It is, in fact, in honor of people who may be government workers or whistleblowers or people who are, for whatever reason, don't want to give their name publicly, that provision exists in our bylaws. And while I expect that my voice is recognizable, I've been speaking at governance meetings and have been in governance for a number of years. It is my right to not identify myself, and it is in support of those who may not be able to safely identify themselves, that I will continue to withhold my name. And those who wish to cast aspersions on that aspect of the bylaws, well, actually, they're trying to destroy the bylaws and take away not just your right to participate in a meeting, but your right to actually elect the people who are running. The New Day Pacifica bylaws are a disaster. In addition to the fact that their emails continue to be misleading, there is the fact that they seem to be afraid to actually engage in debate on the radio. There was a debate, a discussion of bylaws last Friday, held through the DC station, but aired on other stations. And these folks, the Yes folks, after more than a month of communication, in fact, understand the communications began in March, did not show up. And then one of them, one of the aspiring officers of the New Day Pacifica board, calls in and says, oh, these things are terrible. And of course, she does not disclose, nor was she required to. But if you're a principal of the action involved and you aspire to become an officer, it seems that in the interest of transparency, you would say, hey, I'm not an ordinary listener. I'm calling. I want to be vice chair of the board. I'm Jan Goodman. But she did not do that. She, of course, pretended to be your ordinary Susie Q. So it seems that these folks are not interested in real discussion, and they're certainly not interested in members actually having information about their non-plan for us. So I urge you to vote no. I urge you to visit PacificaFightBack.org. PacificaFightBack.org, and see some of the many flaws that they have in these bylaws, in addition to the fact that they somehow think that they're entitled to be enthroned into the four top seats on the national board that they would have, a shrunken national board, without election, without contest, without a plan for how they intend to suddenly rescue us after some people have been in governance for more than 16 years and have never raised any of the things that they're suddenly declaring to be a crisis that requires them to throw out the bylaws that now guarantee listeners and staff a real role. They would in fact have the thousand unpaid people who produce these weekly shows that keep us going. They would have one representative on the board. The 100 or so paid staff within the network would have one representative on the board. So aside from the proportions there of 1 to 10, why in fact would you not want to have the people who actually make the halal sausage involved in the decision? That's insane. That is what we fought for. So I urge staff especially to reject these bylaws. So they want to shrink the board from 22 to 15. I assure you, when they shrink control and participation, there are certain groups that traditionally get left out. Take a guess. You have much bigger listenership on the West Coast. Two of the four officers are coming out of the same Los Angeles area. One is coming out of Berkeley. One is coming out of Houston. And with the numbers of paid staff that there are in California, as opposed to paid staff in the rest of the network, what do you guys have? Like maybe not even five that are non-management. You know, New York has fewer than 15. DC has a handful. Where do you think the power in this network is going to be based? Right now, each station has equal representation on the national board. That is a key factor. So yeah, we should build the numbers. We should have bigger numbers in New York. We should have much more than 3,000 paid. I mean, how can we possibly have 14,000 people active on the KPFT website? But I'm sorry, on the Facebook account, if I understood Mr. Bayer's report earlier, and only have 3,300 people who are contributing, you know, $25 or more. Times are hard. People can't always do what they used to be able to do, and people can't always do what they want to do. But if what we're doing is inclusive of the communities and the areas we serve, and of course KPFT fell from that position long ago and needs to find out what's missing, who's missing, who's not represented, and find a, as the bylaws put it, a collaborative and respectful way of making program changes and doing program evaluations so that that can be addressed. There's something wrong here. And instead of pointing at the local station boards as the problem, we need to systematically look at our communities and talk to them and listen to them. Find out what their needs are. If you have a community advisory board, which I believe Houston does, and I believe it actually produced a report, look at the report. Take that up. Find out what needs to be done. I would say the same thing, and I do say the same thing, at other stations. And yeah, I actually, you know, I hope that there's a way that even when we're back to things being safe enough for us to meet in person, that there are still ways from people who are outside the area to participate, whether that's email, which I occasionally send, or whether that's actually being able to listen and participate in a meeting. I think that's great. One of the things that when we were able to afford in-person meetings, and it's been a while since we've been able to do that. I mean, I've been to Houston probably 3 or 4 times, maybe more, is to go around and meet the different people in Pacifica. The stations are each very different from each other. And they're each special. And they each have a very unique culture, you know. the little house on Lovett Boulevard, you know, the thought is, oh, sell it. You can get a lot of money for it. But, you know, there are other ways to handle property, and you should talk to people who know. Because if we own the land but we can't develop it, maybe there's a not-for-profit or a non-exploitative way to partner with someone else so that in a new building that goes up there, KPFT has two floors. And the rest can be used for, I mean, they're all things that are possible. It's not immediately, oh, no, let's get out of here.
Excuse me. I do apologize, yes. But I have several hands that are raised at once.
I'm sorry.
And the time is limited, so I must go on to the next person. I do apologize, but I have to cut you off.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
You too.
Next person hand that I see raised, I'm going back to 2947. Your hand is up again, so if you can, go ahead and speak, 2947.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I hear somebody.
Okay. This is Susie Q, and I wanted to take the opportunity to urge the KPFT listeners to vote yes on the bylaws referendum. I think that the current management of the Pacifica Foundation is a failure, and it lacks competence. It was incompetence, like the one of four horsemen of the apocalypse that signed the tower agreement for WBAI. That incompetence led to Pacifica taking out a $3.25 million loan, in turn required that the Lovett building be put up as collateral. 3 years have passed, and we still have no path for repaying the loan. The next act of incompetence was directors Lark and Ryers convincing the interim executive director to hire a retired politician in frail health to be the caretaker for KPFT. This was a monumental mistake that was exposed for all of us to see when the COVID pandemic hit and locked us out of the station. The interim GM then failed to maintain the property and the problems metastasized. The cancer spread through house, and now we can't have a programmer's broadcast from there. Financially, it's been devastating. So here we are. Three of the five station areas are operating at a loss. Only one station out of five pays their central services on a regular basis. The No Caucus has kicked this down, can down the road with endless meetings and meaningless motions as in our financial situation continues to deteriorate. So I urge you to vote yes, vote for change. Give Pacifica a chance at a healthy future.
Thank you. Paula.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you, Carla. Rad Rich, I see your hand up. You're up for public comments.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
I'm not good at the Zoom. I'm just getting used to it. So, apologize for that. I just happened to listen to the National Board meeting last week, I think it was. And, I just want to hit on a couple of things. First of all, it was stated that we didn't have local news on KPFT, and that was kind of disappointing to hear that because the KPFT People's News, Indie Media, and the Spanish language news, and there's a couple of other shows that do news and work hard to do news on a weekly basis, and to hear the National Board members saying this. It was kind of astounding and upsetting, you know, because we work hard on a weekly basis to get local news out there and we're covering stuff that's not covered anywhere else. I was disappointed to hear that. And I hope that wasn't coming from our local board telling national that we don't have local programming and local news. One also want to hit on things. Tom was talking about selling the, I'm a little bit out of date of knowing what's going on with the board, but Captain Tom was talking about selling the building. Well, we did a story a week ago, we talked to Griff Griffin, who runs Griff Bar. That bar and KPFT and Avon Garden on the next block over and the pizza place across the street are the last remaining spots of the old Montrose. So selling if KPFT is moved or it moved or destroyed, that would be a monumental disappointment to the neighborhood. And that would make gentrification even faster is what I see. So, I would be totally against any type of sale of or moving of the radio station. Plus, KPFT is centrally located and it's easy for people to make it to it. And I don't know where would you move the station? And I'm sorry for my voice and, I had surgery. So, a little bit out of it. But also other shows, and I heard this talked about other shows as far as cross promoting. I think it's true that a lot of shows do not cross promote. The People's News, we cross promote other shows. We try to do that on a weekly basis. If we try at least. And I think other shows should try to do that too. And yeah, it's true. A lot of shows, think of, they really think of themselves, but, they don't talk about other shows. And I think that's important that we need to get programmers into knowing that it's stuff going on more than your show itself. But putting your show and recording your show and getting it made in time, it's a lot of stress and the learning for the most part, and putting your show on the air. So, maybe that's a problem right there as far as cross promoting is they don't have time, but I do think that it's an issue of, getting people out there, the programmers to cross promote and promoting in the community. And, I think that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, I do not see any more hands raised for public comments.
Madam Chair, we have
about 6 minutes left.
Just a second. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. I just saw a hand pop up. Is that Jamin?
Who's talking? They keep saying Madam Chair.
Captain Tom.
Okay, Tom, you need to hold on for a second. You said you saw another hand, Paula.
Yes. Is it Jamin? Is that how you pronounce it, Jamin?
No, it's Jamie.
Jamie? Okay, I apologize. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll be brief. I was just calling in to say that I'm really supportive of the New Day bylaws. I think it represents a good step forward towards the future and it retains a lot of the most critical aspects of day-to-day operations.
Okay. Anybody else, Paula?
I do not see any more hands raised, Madam Chair, for public comments.
All right, Captain Tom.
Okay, I'd like to respond
to Rad Rich. That, sir, I did not mention anything about selling KPFT, the building. I mentioned that we need to relocate the building because the building right now is in shambles and is unhealthy for anybody to conduct business at that building. But I thank you for your thoughts, sir. Okay, move on, Madam Chair.
Okay, I do apologize, but I got a message that said someone phone number 8991 wants to speak in public comments. 8991. Is that person still on? 8991. Okay. Going once for 8991. Phone number 8991.
I see them on the screen.
I see them, but they're on mute, so.
Yeah. Let me see. 8991, please unmute. I'm sending them a message, but they're not unmuting. Oh, that ain't. No.
You can probably unmute them, Paula.
No, I can't unmute them. They have to unmute themselves.
Okay.
The only thing I can do is send them a message. So,
all right, what's the number call?
I tell you what, if they can see this, my little sign up there.
Star six.
Unmute 8991. All right, not working. Moving right along, Madam Chair. I see Rad Rich, you have your hand up again. You have a
yes, if you can hear me.
3 minutes.
What? I didn't hear you.
You got about 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just respond to Tom. Community radio means that, you know, we have people in the community that can do things in construction and all types of stuff. We had a mold problem. My neighbor takes care of mold. We have people that are electricians that are in the community. We have the relationship with the, not League of Women Voters, but the, AFL-CIO, which are union members. And I know they have electricians that can volunteer and help out with the electricity and get it done right. So community radio means getting out there in the community and asking people for help. That's it.
Okay. Anybody else follow?
Okay. Alex Steinberg. Your hand is up, Mr. Alex.
Yes, thank you. I'm the chair of the Pacific National Board. I'm also a delegate to WBAI, representing the listeners at that station. And I just got off out of the meeting of WBAI local state board. I just want to let you know that I voted on the Uday Pacifica bylaws amendments tonight. It was defeated by a vote of 18 against and absolutely no one voted for it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Steinberg, we cannot understand anything.
Louder and slower.
I'm telling you that we finished the WBAI local station board tonight, and we voted against the Uday Pacifica bylaws by a vote of 18 to nothing. And I would urge KPFC delegates to follow our example. There are a few good proposals wrapped into the New Day amendments, but there are about a dozen poison pills wrapped around it. So for that reason, we reject it. And I'd urge you, do not commit suicide. Vote against this awful block of bylaws amendments. Thank you.
Thank you for that message. We have about one more person that's hand raised. Okay, going back to the 8991 for public comments. You have about 1 minute. 8991, please speak.
Or star six, if they don't have a Zoom.
8991, please go ahead and speak. You raised your hand again.
They're not muted now.
8991. Okay, let's go ahead and go to, is it Mr. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve Zeltzer, and I wanted to speak against this bylaw proposal, which I think would destroy the local station boards. The strength of Pacifica, one of the important strengths, is the ability of local station communities from local stations to elect their own representatives on the national board. And this proposal is aimed at destroying really, particularly the representation from KPFT, WBFW, and WBAI. And basically, it would make KPFA the controller of Pacifica. That's wrong. Pacifica should be a national network. It should have representation at all the stations. I want to hear what's going on at KPFT. In fact, I have a problem in the past that the issues of people in Houston haven't been on KPFA. We haven't worked as a national network. We have to develop a multimedia platform, and we have to have the voices out from around the country, including the different stations and affiliates. So I would hope that you could all vote this proposal down. It really doesn't represent the best interests of Pacifica or any of the stations for that matter. Thank you.
Thank you. It is now 8:31. Public comments are complete. If there's anything else you need to say, may I suggest that if there's anyone on here that has something to say, please put it in the chat so that I'll and send it to everyone so that everyone can see it. All right, moving right along. Pacifica National Board. Sandra.
Hi, this is Sandra. Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so report from the National Board. The first thing I would like to comment on is the audit. The 2019 audit was submitted by the deadline, which was April the 30th, and we are still waiting for the management letter, which is due on, I believe it's this coming Monday, from the auditors, and there should be a meeting regarding that. The second item is the personnel committee. I am chairing that committee at this time. We met on Monday and discussed a few things. Due to the fact that the the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendums are up for a vote by the membership across the board, we really can't plan on hiring an executive director until we know how that vote goes. But in the meantime, we are just trying to be prepared. And I did receive information from Livingston and Associates as to potential executive director candidates who are still interested in applying for that job. So there's really nothing more to report there. And then the last thing that I would report is something that the WBAI member and the chair of the Pacifica National Board, who was on public comment, Alex Steinberg, he did convey that the Pacifica National Board voted no to the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendums, but that's really neither here nor there, as is the local station board vote is really neither here nor there, because this referendum is being put to the entire membership. And I would say that anyone who feels that they are a valid member of whichever station or locality that they participate in, if they feel like they have been removed from the membership list inaccurately, their best course of action is to contact the election supervisor and provide documentation so that they will be allowed to have a ballot when this vote comes up. And those ballots are supposed to go out on, I believe it is June the 7th. And so we're hoping that as many people who can will vote. And, Madam Chair, I would like to move that we move to a delegates meeting so that we can continue the discussion of the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendums as a delegates meeting. Thank you.
Sandra, can you hold off on that until Dwayne makes his report? And then can you come? I'm going to call you back and then you can make that motion, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because it was on, that's what we approved on the agenda. That's the only reason why. So, Lyndon?
Yes. On the audit, we think the 2020 is going to be completed by June 30th, and Netta thinks it will be on time with that, maybe even a little bit early. So, on the finance committee, last night we passed a motion, that I made to credit the central services of the stations, with the paycheck protection program dollars, that were spent on operating expenses. And so we could possibly knock out about $48,000 of our central services that were in arrears. And we're in arrears on central services quite a bit, I don't know, $120,000, $130,000. And in the strategic planning committee, we are working on a couple things. One is getting some money through FEMA for being an emergency management notifier. I don't know, use our signal and you know, tell everybody when floods or tornadoes are coming or something. Apparently they'll pay us for that. And we also are working on, and we're investigating whether we can issue a bond that we could offer to the membership of Pacifica. And we are also working on discovery to find out if we can make any money by selling some non-fungible tokens that we would create out of some of the very important archival material that we have. And I think that's about the end of my part.
Thank you, Lyndon. Wally? Wally, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to get the mute off. The programming committee did not meet last week. There was some confusion about, so nothing to report. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Dwayne, are you there? Dwayne, third time. All right, Sandra, you can go ahead with your motion. Sandra.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was muted.
Okay.
I would like to move that the KPFT LSB move to a delegates meeting so that we can discuss and vote on the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum. Thank you.
This is Lyndon. I second that motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn the main meeting and go into a delegates assembly. All those in favor, I take it there's no discussion?
Discussion, request for information.
Oh, God. Yes, Ted.
What will the format be? I described one in, and it appears under Roman numeral 13 in the agenda, but I'd like to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to speak. I would like to know the format.
We can call on each other by alpha order and they can speak.
For how long?
No more than 1 minute. There's 24 people. That's 24 minutes.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition?
Nay.
Who said no?
Bob Gardner said no.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, the ayes have with one no. That makes it, is three people missing. Let me make sure. Hold on, because I can tell you.
You can just say it passed by that voice vote. That's okay.
All right. I want to make sure, because you know people are always saying something. All right. So, Sandra, go ahead. You got the floor with the overall view of what's going on.
Well, as I stated previously, the Pacifica National Board did have a vote about the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendums. They voted a majority to vote them down. But that's really irrelevant because it is the members, people who donate money to each of their signal areas, that are the ones that are going to vote as to whether this change happens or not. Now, previously there was a different bylaws referendum last year. I guess it's been about 18 months ago, but, and it was voted down. I voted it down because I didn't feel like it offered, fair representation for the staff, et cetera. Various reasons, but bottom line is the New Day Pacifica bylaws are not what the opposers are presenting them to be. They're saying they're undemocratic. They're saying that they're racist. They're saying that they're elitist. They are not. They are not perfect by any stretch, but they are a step in the right direction to get professional leadership into Pacifica, because we need it now more than ever. And Pacifica cannot continue in this experiment with democratization, because we have seen how back in 2003, when the bylaws were presented to the judge in California and he said, okay, go with it. And then we started having elections for local station boards and et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, this experiment, while it was worthwhile and a lot of people gave it their best good effort, it has been a failure because other people with ulterior motives have found loopholes in these bylaws and they've abused them. The listenership is down across the board. The money that we need to survive is down across the board. There is an extreme amount of debt that needs to be paid and situations that need to be addressed, whether it's buildings that are falling apart,
order, Madam Chair,
or whether it is just bad governance because people don't know what they're doing. We need professional leadership, and the New Day Pacifica bylaws allow us that. So I'm sorry. I keep hearing other people and I don't mean.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. It's a minute or we all can talk the same amount of time.
No.
I don't know. Is my time up? Is my time up? Is my time up? I'm done.
A long time ago.
Ooh, okay. So that's my consent. Thank you.
I got it. I was trying to signal her. Okay, y'all. I'm trying not to be rude. So if she doesn't see me, and Paula is away from the desk at the moment. There's Paula right there. So yeah, everybody talking coming up. 1 minute. Bill, go down the line in alpha order.
Madam Chair, this is Patatum.
But Madam Chair. Dwayne,
we got Larkin.
Can you mark me? Thank you.
We'll mark you here.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Clark.
Dwayne.
Now, if you just allow her to speak for 3 minutes.
I told her an overview. I didn't tell her to speak. Each one of us are going to speak for a minute. She made the motion. Okay. That's why I wanted her to just to say what the motion was about. That was it.
Okay, moving forward. I understand.
Okay, so.
Point of order. What is the motion?
Okay, stop it. We are in delegates assembly. Now we're in discussion. Everybody has a minute. Yes, I give you leeway to be not at a minute. I try to let you finish your thought process. Can we please? Please. Thank you. Alpha order. Bill.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Everybody, one by one in alpha order.
Teresa Allen.
Hold on, Bill. Do I need to have a stopwatch here? Go ahead, Bill.
Three minutes each.
No, one.
Sandra got 3 minutes.
No, one minute or I'm going to cut you off.
Because that's 25 minutes.
No, you said, Madam Chair, you allowed her to motivate her motion, so she should have had a few.
Well, I'm sorry that she did that, but I wanted her to explain what the motion was. Cause let's face it, everybody on here don't know what New Day bylaws is. You can think if you will that everybody knows what we're talking about. Everybody doesn't know what we're talking about. That's all she was doing. At least to me. Now maybe she.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
What's the question?
I have a question if you could answer it for me. Now, Sandra was giving an explanation of New Day or she was giving explanation of a motion she was making?
No, Sandra was giving the explanation of why we are in a delegates assembly. No. That's what she was supposed to be doing.
No, Madam Chair, sorry. She was explaining why she won't have to vote yes.
Yeah. She was pushing New Day is what she was doing.
Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. And I apologize for that. I'll take the hit on that, but that was not what I wanted.
Let me ask you this, Madam Chair, so it can be consistent. Mm-hmm. Will you allow one of us to take 3 minutes to say why it shouldn't be pushed and then go to the 1 minute?
Okay, so Dwayne, can you do that since you missed your report?
Yes, I will be glad
to. Okay, go ahead.
First off, I'm not going back to ancient history about a group of people who tried to do good.
And please, Dwayne, stay with the 3 minutes so I won't have to have nobody say anything.
All right. I'm looking at the clock. It's 48 now. So okay, I'm not doing ancient history. I'm doing recent history and where we are now. This business of experience is a red herring because if you look at the individuals who have been proposed by a small group of folk out of California and one out of Houston of handpicking the people who are going to run this foundation, which have put no blood, sweat, and tears into the effort in the last 20
this is out of order
to keep this thing. You didn't say Sandra was out of order, so why are you opening your mouth?
Please let him finish. He has 3 minutes, and it's less than that.
Two. It shows this privilege here that he would listen to that what Sandra had to say, but he can't stand to hear the other side of it. That's not what I understand to be civility, friend. Now, I'm going to start over. And hopefully I won't be interrupted again.
Dwayne.
The reality is that individuals who have been put forth to represent this foundation without a vote, the new directors, don't have any radio history, or most of them don't have any radio history, but you call them professionals. Professionals has nothing to do with turning this foundation around. Most of them have not committed or donated a dime to this foundation, as well as time to this foundation. So for those of you who would believe the bull that is being put forth about why you should support this idea, and then you're cutting your own throat because it's taking away any type of representation as it, you know it today in terms of the LSBs going back years ago to basically what would be a LAB, an advisory board. Granted, the local station board doesn't have any teeth now, and it certainly won't even have as much representation then. And so my argument to you, or those of you who purport to support this, is that don't lie and say that it has to do with professionalism and it has to do with getting this foundation in order. Because these individuals are not capable of getting this foundation in order because, number one, they have not put any sweat and tears into this foundation. And I'm certain that if you do the research, you'll find that they haven't really raised a lot of money for the organizations they purport to represent, save one or two.
You got
so
one
the
minute.
Real question here, do you want to go backwards and reduce the representation of the 40,000 more members down to a few select people that you don't even select yourself? We are already in trouble with CPB of not having adequate representation across the board.
Time, Dwayne.
Well, okay, fine.
Thank you. All right, Bill, Alpha Order.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Teresa? Where did she go?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I support the bylaws change, and I helped write the bylaws, and I will acknowledge that we have some fatal flaws in our current bylaws. People are resistant to change. And we have had very, very difficult time even making small changes to our bylaws. And that therefore, actually, they are not democratic. Because we use STV and we don't have a low threshold, when we don't have enough people running, there are people that can actually ascend to take a seat who have gotten very few votes.
Fine.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to stick with this time because I'm tired of people jumping on me. Okay.
Point of order.
Next person, please.
Adriana Casanave.
Adriana. Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that the same people that were before in the board, they decided in 2000 to change the bylaw. They did. And then they changed the bylaw last, like I said, 18 months ago, they try again and the membership 2-1 reject the changes. Now they want to try again. Please, why don't they understand that no means no? Why we should let you keep experimenting with your ideas that never work? Why don't you let the people make the decision? Why don't we let the membership make the decision? Okay. Isn't that entitlement? Vote no.
Okay, time.
Thank you. It's not. It's really 54 seconds, but that's fine.
I'm sorry, Adrian.
No, it's okay. I'm done.
She only did 1 minute, 10 seconds. I mean, what?
Will you stop it?
Give everybody fair time.
Go ahead to the next person, please.
Okay, well, I'm next. It's Bill Crozier. I'm also in favor of the New Day Pacifica bylaws. As most of you know, I was very heavily involved in the last year's attempt, the PRP bylaws. I'll just say that I'm really disappointed, worse than disappointed, kind of disgusting. There's been so much misinformation about the New Day Pacifica bylaws. People saying they're the same as the ones last year. It's the same people. All this kind of stuff, totally false. And if people would just read them, they could see what the differences are.
All right, but, time. I may be wrong. I'm just looking at when it's flat. When you start talking, it was 8:53. It just hit 8:54. That's how I'm stopping you.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to offer the stack. This is Lyndon.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. That's okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Madam Chair. We're going to the Madam Chair. Order. Madam Chair.
And Linda's next Linda's anyway.
Stack. I will keep time if you
actually,
wish.
I just
because
pulled
that was
up
only,
my stopwatch.
That was only 32 seconds, I think.
No, I think it was less than that. I'm like 15 or 17 seconds, as much as I don't like Bill.
Yes.
You always got to say something, don't you? Okay,
can I just
you
have like 10
more
seconds
more time.
Then?
You can have 10 more. You can have your
okay.
30 seconds.
Thank you. I think it's very disappointing to have people in Pacifica act like Trump and put out all this false information over and over again. We're being flooded by emails from people that, frankly, they just don't want to lose their position. And the new bylaws are much more democratic than what we have now. We'll have members directly electing people to the national board after the transition period. Yeah. And we'll get rid of the seating of people who are, frankly, lost the election because to fill vacancies. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Lyndon.
And when you actually say your first word, I'm hitting my button. I do have my stopwatch now.
Yeah, Lyndon's next.
Lyndon.
Yeah. You've all heard about all the failures that the Pacifica Foundation has had in the last few years. So I'd like to go on and tell you about Sharon Kyle, who would be the chair of the if New Day wins. So Sharon Kyle is the publisher and co-founder of LA Progressive, which is a digital social justice daily magazine, which includes the who's who of progressive thinkers such as Richard Wolf, Robert Reich, Tom Hartman, and Texas' own Jim Hightower. She's also the co-founder of the Left Coast Forum and on the editorial board of BlackCommentator.com. She's a past president and CEO and former law professor at the People's College of Law in L.A., the National Lawyers Guild Law School. Sharon was a member of several space flight teams at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Among her responsibilities, managing budgets in excess of $400 million for planetary missions, including Mars Pathfinder, Magellan, and Genesis.
Okay, Bob Gardner's next.
Please watch my hand when you are speaking. My hand is going to give you a 5-second warning. Watch my hand. 5-second warning, and it's time for you to stop. Go.
Bob has passed.
Oh, we know that. He needs to say that.
Yeah. Okay, next person.
Patrick White.
Patrick, are you here?
I'm getting you alphabetically by last name, so you know when you're coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like when I take roll.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I hear you and I pass.
Thank you. Moving on and on. Next.
Wally James.
I support the New Day bylaws. What we have now is not working very well. And we have long drawn out meetings at the National Board where you have a few people dominating everything and nothing that much really comes from all of these hours and hours of meeting. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Hey, Wayne Lark.
Dwayne.
Wayne already spoke.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Mike Lewis.
Okay. Dwayne gave his report from the PNB. Oh, you forgot that. Go ahead.
So is it my turn?
Who's after Dwayne Bill?
Mike Lewis.
Mike, me.
I support the bylaw changes because we need to do something to move KPFT ahead. And hopefully we change the bylaws. Maybe we can get something done. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marian Martinez?
I pass.
Thank you.
Okay. Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Pass. Susan Moreno?
Susie.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Okay.
I do not support the new bylaws. Some of the people that are highly involved in this have been with Pacifica and KPFT for a long time, and they are part of the problem, even though they seem to think that the new people are the problem. It's the people that have been on the board for a long time. I think we need new people in the board. I think we need new youth in the board, and these new bylaws are not going to make a difference. If anything, they're more like Trump-like people that want to assign people to certain positions. It's not democratic. Whether you're saying that it is not a democratic process. People are going to be assigned, and they'll probably be on the board for a long time, like they have been in the past. Some of those same members have been here a long time, and like I said, they're part of the problem. We need new blood. We need new people.
Time.
We are all older.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's pretty offensive that these bylaws are exactly the same as the ones that the same group of people tried to pass last year. It's really offensive that they must think that the listeners and membership of Pacifica are stupid, because we voted no on this last time. And so to bring it up again is not only insulting, it's a strain on the foundation's resources, of which we don't have a lot. And I want to echo what Susie said, that the same folks bringing this up and saying that the bylaws are so flawed, blah, 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 have been around Pacifica for longer than there are years in my adult life. And so to blame it on the bylaws and say that this is going to make some huge change is ridiculous. Like, just get off these boards. Y'all have been around too long. Just get off the boards and let other people do it.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but if Dwayne spoke, Sandra spoke more than 3 minutes.
Okay, she did.
Okay, Darrell Robbins.
Darrell, unmute. Unmute. Unmute.
I know. It just takes a few seconds to get the cursor, find your cursor and hit the button. I mean, it just takes a few seconds. Anyway, I'm going to kind of reluctantly vote yes for the bylaws, and I'll tell you why. I didn't want this to happen this way, and I don't agree with the way it happened. I've said since like a year ago that we really needed to address the implicit bias that people aren't even aware how they're coming across from a place of privilege. I've said over a year, please understand how you're coming across, even if you don't think you're racist. And I'm disappointed that it didn't happen. I'm disappointed that it came about the way it did. However,
Time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank
Nancy.
You. I'm cutting them off.
Okay, Nancy Sabar Nartomi.
Okay. There's a small group of people with lots of money, and I would say they're in the Berkeley area, and they have tried this a time and time again to get control of Pacifica. And Steve Zeltzer was on earlier in public comment, and he was on the board at KPFA, and he said in open board meetings they were plotting how to run down the foundation with lawsuits, which they did. One of their members, William Campisi, had so many lawsuits, just eat up for legal costs, money, our Pacifica's money. And they would plot how to run down the foundation with repetitious lawsuits and these referendums. And they have tried to do this because they want their own foundation. And in order to do that legally, that means Pacifica has to go down. And KPFD people have won secession.
Time.
Okay, Wendy Schrell, I don't know if she's on. I guess not.
Did she ever come back? Did she ever check in?
And same for Deb.
Yeah, Deb and Wendy never checked in.
Yeah, okay. So Richard Giselle?
I'm abstaining from this conversation.
Okay, abstaining. Rita Washington?